Today, June 1st, 2009, Monday, this auspicious occasion of this meditation retreat at the Thathagata Meditation Center in San Jose. And this retreat is for 1 month. So there has been many retreats held at this meditation center. And today is the very first day of the 1 month retreat. And according to the schedule, Sarah G is to give Dharma talk. The yogis who are here, they are coming here in order to seek knowledge and the practice. Among the two kinds of seeking, the first one is Dhammesana, seeking the Dhamma. And the second one is Amisesana, seeking for food, accommodation, medicine, clothes, and so on. So this Amisesana has to do with seeking for possessions in the worldly way. So it will not be explained. The first one, Dhammesana, is seeking for the Dhamma. Saraji recognized the yogis who are here, that they are here to seek the Dhamma. And Saraji recognized them as the seekers of the Dhamma. And Saraji will be helping according to the teachings of the Buddha with metta, loving kindness, and karuna, compassion, so as to spread the teachings of the Buddha. And Saraji will do Dhamma Patisandara. Saraji will receive you. Saraji will welcome with the Dhamma that can uplift the life of being. And it is called as opening ceremony. And Saraji will give talk for about half an hour in this ceremony. Saraji explains the kind of seekings that the Buddha mentioned. Yeme bhikkhave esana, meaning that there are two kinds of seeking. There are seeking for many things, but Buddha mentioned the two main seekings. Katama dwe amisesana cha dhammesana. The two seekings are amisesana, seeking for material things, and dhammesana, seeking for the Dhamma. The first one, amisesana, is seeking material things such as food, clothes, accommodation, medicine, and also other material things needed in accordance with the modern life. So amisesana means seeking material things. Dhammesana, the second one, is seeking the Dhamma. The Dhamma can remove the defilements, raga, dosa, moha, for those who practice systematically. Practicing the Dhamma systematically, one can remove the defilements, raga, dosa, moha, and Dhamma can uplift the practitioner so that the practitioner will not be inferior or degraded. The one who practices the Dhamma is the one who seeks the Dhamma. Practicing the Dhamma, one can remove the defilements, raga, dosa, moha, lust, anger, delusion, that can make the person low and degraded. By practicing according to the teachings, one can remove these defilements. When it is said that the person practices the Dhamma and the Dhamma uplifts the person so that he/she will not be degraded, the Dhamma can uplift the person who practices according to the guidance. And by practicing according to the guidance, one can remove these defilements. And the Dhamma uplifts the person so that the person will not be inferior or degraded. By practicing the Dhamma, the person's behavior by body, speech, and mind will be pure, clean, blameless, and the person is uplifted. The yogis who are here, they are here to seek the Dhamma. The two seekings are amisesana, seeking material things, and dhammesana, seeking the Dhamma. And Buddha concluded the talk. And Buddha compared these two. Among these two seeking, dhammesana, seeking the Dhamma, is said to be agga. It is high and topmost. So Buddha pointed out that among the two seekings, the dhammesana, seeking the Dhamma, is high and topmost among the two. Saraji explained why dhammesana, seeking the Dhamma, is high and topmost. People have to make their living for oneself as well as one's family. And in order to make living, one should study education in order to get them jobs in order to make living. So one has to make one's living seeking for food, clothes, accommodation, medicine, and so on. Some people, they are seeking for the material things unlawfully. Being selfish, lacking metta and karuna, lacking loving kindness and compassion, they are seeking for material things unlawfully and foolishly, and it causes a lot of problems and suffering. Even if one is seeking for material things lawfully, but if one is spending all their time seeking for material things, they are failing to strengthen their mind. Spending all the time on material things One is feeling to strengthen their mind and they lack spiritual strength. Lacking spiritual strength, they do not have spiritual stamina when meeting with good and bad conditions. Especially in the countries where technology is far advanced and the standard of living is high, but they are spending much of their time seeking for material things. And they are spending much of their time to go after these things so that they end up having problems such as tension, stress, and depression. They are looking for the solution, the answer to these problems, but the answer they get is not certain, not correct, and thus they are confused and they are not out of their problems. Amisesana, by seeking material things, there may be happiness by getting what they want. There may be happiness with sensual pleasure, but they are wasting their time. They are content with the sensual pleasure. So such kind of worldly pleasure, sensual pleasure, may bring happiness, but it is dangerous and fatal. Dhammesana is the opposite of Amisesana, seeking material things. By seeking the Dhamma, one can gain spiritual strength. So Buddha compared these two seekings, and Buddha taught that Dhammesana, seeking the Dhamma, is high and topmost. In the word Dhammesana, Dhamma is not just ordinary kind of Dhamma, but it is Saddhamma, the Dhamma of the wise and noble. Saddhamma is the Dhamma of wise and noble, such as the Buddha. The Dhamma has the quality of supporting, uplifting, saving the one who practices the Dhamma systematically. There are three kinds of Saddhamma. The first one is Sila Saddhamma. The second is Samadhi Saddhamma. And the third one is Panya Saddhamma, morality, concentration, and training. Morality, concentration, and wisdom. To put these three kinds of Saddhamma, they are also called Sikha, training. Sila Sikha, morality training, is practiced in order to refrain oneself from transgression by body and speech. Practicing sila, morality, one's bodily behavior and verbal behavior will be pure, clean, blameless, peaceful. By practicing sila, morality, one gains the benefit of purifying one's body and speech. In order to remove the defilements that can arise in the mind, one has to practice samadhi, sikha, concentration training. Practicing Samadhi Sikha, the concentration training, the defilements will have no chance to arise, and one's mind will be pure, clean, and blameless. In order to uproot the latent dormant defilements that have been following throughout the round of assistances, one needs to practice Panya Sikha, wisdom training. One should practice meditation in order to develop Vipassana Panya, insight knowledge, and also Magga Jnana and Phala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge. Mainly, one has to attain Magga knowledge, path knowledge, in order to remove latent, dormant defilements. Developing Vipassana Panya, developing insight knowledge, one can suppress and weaken the defilements. When one attains Magga Panya, path knowledge, one can eradicate the defilements. By practicing the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, one gains the benefit of purifying one's body, speech, and mind. The practice of Sila, Samadhi, Panya, one's bodily behavior, verbal behavior, and mental behavior will be pure, clean, blameless, cultured, peaceful, and lovable. And this is the benefit of practicing the Dhamma. And if one seeks the Dhamma, which has these qualities, it will be true Dhammesana. It will be true seeking of the Dhamma. So Saraji says that the yogis, the ones who are here in this meditation hall, should understand how to be seeking for the Dhamma. By practicing the three trainings, one can gain benefits. In order to gain the benefits, one should know how one should practice. Learning the correct method of practice is also called Dhammesana. One has to observe sila, morality, and one has to practice meditation in order to develop both the mind and the knowledge. So in order to practice, one should learn the correct method of practice. For those of you who had practiced, they know the method. So one should practice systematically in order to purify one's body, speech, and mind. And in order to practice, one should learn the correct method of practice. After learning the correct method of practice, one has to practice accordingly in order to gain the benefits of practice. It is good objective to seek the Dhamma. And for those who are coming here to this meditation center, TMC is taking care to give them lodging, preparing food, so that everything will be smooth and convenient. It is called Amisa Sandara, connecting so that things will be smooth and convenient. So for those who are seeking the Dhamma, TMC is doing Amisa Patisandhara, providing them with whatever the yogis need. Amisa Patisandhara means to support, to help with whatever things necessary so that there will not be any lacking. So the people who are responsible here, they are doing to support whatever is necessary for the yogis who are seeking the Dhamma. So they are doing Amisa Patisandhara, the kind reception of Amisa supporting Santara, with whatever they need, so that yogis are satisfied having this good circumstances to practice, and also the TMC persons, they are also satisfied to have this opportunity to be supporting the yogis. When working together, one should understand the benefit and welfare of others, and there should be patience, forgiveness, willing to make sacrifices. So here, the yogis who are seeking the Dhamma and the host who are supporting will be working together with patience, forgiveness, willing to make sacrifices so that there will not be any lacking or any gaps. It is called Amisa Patisandhara. From the monk side, according to the Vinaya, they cannot do Amisa Patisandhara. But what is allowable for the monks is Dhamma Sandhara, welcoming the yogis, kindly receiving them with the supporting of the Dhamma which has the quality of uplifting, saving the practitioner who practices systematically. So from the monk's side, they will be doing Dhamma Sandhara, supporting the yogis, helping them in the Dhamma. For the yogis who are seeking for knowledge as well as the practice, Saraji is glad to have this opportunity to be supporting what the yogis need in the Dhamma, and Saraji is going to give help in the Dhamma according to the late tradition, the tradition of the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji, in accordance with the teachings of the Buddha. When helping, supporting the yogis in the Dhamma, Saraji does not expect any personal gain, but it is just pure chetana volition in order to help the yogis who are coming here with the good objective of practicing the Dhamma. So the help in the Dhamma is given so that yogis can fulfill their wish in the Dhamma, and they can attain knowledge. So Saraji is helping with metta, loving kindness and compassion. So from the yogi side, if they respect the jhana, the volition of Saraji, and if they practice giving priority to the teachings of the Buddha, then it will be worthy of coming here to seek the Dhamma. So the Sangha who are giving Dhamma help, They'll be doing their duty, supporting them with the Dhamma. And for those of you who are here to seek the Dhamma, if they practice according to the guidance given, they will have the they will know the taste of the Dhamma. And by practicing according to the guidance, they will be related in the Dhamma blood. Because we live in this planet Earth, we are world relatives. And during the round of assistances, we have met each other as family members, such as father and son, father and daughter, brothers, sisters. So we all are samsara relatives. And by practicing the Dhamma, we will also be related in the Dhamma blood. Even though we are geographically apart, even though we do not share the same language or the culture, but by practicing the Dhamma, we are related to each other in Dhamma blood. In the world, if there are many who practice the Dhamma, the Dhamma family will become stronger and stronger, and one can imagine how peaceful the world will be when the Dhamma family become stronger and stronger. In one's body, there is blood circulating. And in order to keep ourselves warm, one has to do exercise, be active in order to keep oneself warm so that there will be good blood circulation and one will be healthy. So the example is given here that one should also keep the Dhamma blood warm and to have Dhamma blood circulating within oneself. In order to gain the Dhamma happiness that excels many times than the sensual happiness, one has to practice the Dhamma. One has to practice the Dhamma in order to keep the Dhamma blood warm and in order to keep the Dhamma blood circulating within ourselves. So Saraji say, may you be able to practice the Dhamma actively in order to keep the Dhamma blood warm and to keep the Dhamma blood circulating throughout the whole life. And with this conclusions, with this wish that may you all be able to keep the Dhamma blood warm and circulating throughout all your life, Saraji concludes this opening.